broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use absolutely starts now. Hope you're all doing fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast. Wow, it's already June the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. June 3, 2016. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely wonderful. You know, it's an amazing battle in America when you try to stand up for freedom. You find friends. You find people you thought were your friends aren't your friends. And it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? It's an amazing, difficult battle that we all have to fight. But you know what? Good things are happening. Everything happens for a reason. And we're all doing our very best to make a difference for that which we hold dear. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. Incredible specials. Ask them about them today. Tell them that Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Liberty Roundtable Live was taken off for public broadcasting. Sad to say. Our prayers are with those folks. Hope everything goes fantastic for them. And in the future, hopefully, we can work together again. Attorneys suing Donald Trump say there's a problem, Donald. You paid $675,000 to the Clintons for speeches. All right, the Clintons attacking Trump, Trump attacking the Clintons, all as if they're not really friends. Donald Trump unlikely to pick a woman or a minority as running mate, says Yahoo.com. Turns out, I guess he thinks that might make him look weak or pandering or something. I got to just, pick Hillary and we don't even need an election cycle, huh? Trump, I guess, was endorsed by Sean Hannity, as you all know. Turns out that, Hannity has a financial relationship with one of Donald's veteran groups, says Raw Story. They actually say shady veterans groups. But again, that's an assertion I think is unfair. I think it's unfair because, you know what? Are we going to create accountability if there's shady veterans groups? How come the Raw Story folks haven't brought this up until now? Well, now they say most of the people that are endorsing the Donald have financial dealings with Trump. I guess research shows that long-term use of Benadryl is a problem. Many over-the-counter cold medicines linked to dementia. CBS New York has that story. We also talked about bad blood. 2,234 get HIV after transfusion. Of course, no action taken against the hospitals or the blood banks. Wow. They also we also talked about a blood scandal in an Arkansas prison. They call it a Factor VIII blood scandal. I guess contaminated blood spread HIV in India. Wow. So I guess you got bad blood in India. You got bad blood in Arkansas prisons. You got bad blood in Washington. Clinton and Trump are in a tight race, poll shows. They say votes are split on gender lines. But wait a minute. If everybody's just gender fluid these days, how the heck can you have gender lines? Just wondering. I guess Bremerton, Washington high school football coach, his name is Joe Kennedy. He was fired for praying. Tragic. But then he was honored for his courage. Good news. WorldNet Daily with the piece. Bob Unruh. That was hour one. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We talked about Christian, conservative, and constitutional patriots. It's a shout out to you people. Never underestimate the power of one. I've been saying that forever, the power of one. Independence Hall Prayer Rally on July the 4th. It'll be in Philadelphia, Independence Hall. Sylvester Bland, well-known pastor, freedom fighter, our friend, heading up the event. Our prayer to the Lord, he says, as in 2 Chronicles 7:14, is a cry of repentance. That's good news. We also talked about parents seeking answers when an 11-year-old was hanging from her bunk bed dead. What about the answers? I mentioned that we need to turn to prayer. We need to turn to trusting in God. It's a sad, tragic event, no doubt, but the atonement of Jesus Christ certainly can help. Absolutely. The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department, I guess they were manufacturing crack cocaine. Then they were busting those who purchased it. Liberty News Daily with the story. Undercover agents sell drugs to citizens, then arrest them for possession. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up, folks. It's crazy. Ann Coulter likes Donald Trump so much that she's writing a book called In Trump We Trust. Wow. Ann, your judgment's just off the rails this time, sister. I guess the secret's out, folks. The Saudi government owns a $117 billion stake in the United States. That's according to USA Today. The government, the Treasury Department, covered this up for four decades almost. Now they admit the Saudis own $117 billion. We are in debt to the Saudi Arabia government. Saudi Arabia, don't worry though, their holdings fall way behind Japan and China. I guess China and Japan, $1.2 trillion and $1.1 trillion respectively for those guys. In other words, the American people are in debt to their eyeballs is the point. But don't worry, the Saudi Arabian government investing even more in America. No joke. Uber raises $3.5 billion. You got it, $3.5 billion. From the Saudi Arabia's, they call it a sovereign wealth fund. It's amazing. You got a sovereign wealth fund that can invest in America by the Saudis. $3.5 billion, that's okay to be sovereign, right? But if I say, if somebody said they were a sovereign citizen, ooh, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? The Saudis are claiming that 9/11 was an inside job as well. Wow. We also talked about the infamous gun-free zone. More gunplay, gun death going on in gun-free zones across the country. We got to reject those gun-free zones. Internet boom times are over, said Mary Meekers. I guess it's Mary Meekers. She's got her own influential report. And internet boom times are over. Kurt asked me what I thought about that. And I said, look, fiat currencies always have booms and busts. And eventually completely implode. This is nothing new. So do I think she's right? Yeah. You cannot have belligerent, unrealistic growth. It just can't last forever. It never has, never will. And so, yeah, the boom times are over. Now, are we still going to see growth? Yeah, just not belligerent, unrealistic growth that manipulation of the free markets create. Pretty standard stuff, right? I mean, you meddle in the markets and things go wrong and you go, that's weird. How come that's happening? I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Nevertheless, we continue to do it as if we're not insane. All right, enough of that. News the networks refused to use for yesterday. That's a recap. Today, news the networks refused to use starts now. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one issue at a time Friday, though. Mm-hmm. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Don't worry, Kurt. It's official. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, breaks his silence endorses Trump and will vote for him for president.
Hmm. What a surprise.
Yeah. What? Surprised that the Donald got him to cave, or surprised that he caved, or what?
Well, I mean, it was just a matter of time as far as I'm concerned. You know?
I'm just telling you right now, does Donald know how to make a deal, Kurt, or what?
Well, as you look at it, the basically the timing is just the way it works.
Do you think it was a preconceived outcome? In other words, was this known beforehand? Liberty Roundtable Live.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Kurt, do you think this was a predetermined outcome? In other words, do you think Paul Ryan knew he was going to endorse Hall along, Kurt?
That's what I think. There just need to be a little bit of time for the media and for the show. You know, I mean, if you start a movie and you just show the end of the movie, and 2 or 3 minutes, it's really not much of a movie.
Yeah, people always tell me, like, for example, I'll write a headline. And the headline might say, you know, so-and-so important or so-and-so celebrity, this and that. And then you got to click to get the name. You got to click on the story, and then the story comes up, and you get the name. And I always put the name in the headline, and people are like, Sam, you can't do that. I'm like, why not? Then people don't have to click. But Sam, then we can't get the web tracking that we need. We can't track the citizens, and then we can't get advertisers, Sam. And my response is, so? It's just a different mentality, right? It's kind of like that with this, Kurt. You know what? You wouldn't even have a reality TV show if he endorsed right away.
Good point.
It's strange, man. But that's the way they roll. All right, I found that interesting, though. Paul Ryan breaks his silence, endorses the Donald, and now that's who he's going to vote for president. Very interesting. Walmart, Kurt, showing off new drone technology. The goal? What do you think the goal is, Kurt?
Little drones going around serving you at Walmart.
Yeah, these drones are designed to replace workers, Kurt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Them minimum wage people are making too much money now, buddy.
Yep.
And so, you know, Jeff Bezos was talking about it at Amazon, delivery drones to deliver to your house, etc. In this case, Kurt, it's a little different, though. These are warehouse drones.
Mm-hmm.
And these warehouse drones, they say, are phenomenal. They basically showed some news reporters kind of how it works, and drones are just flying up and down the warehouse aisles, Kurt, at night. And it turns out these drones are particularly useful for checking stock levels.
Yep.
The device, they say, listen, can scan as many products in a day as workers can with handheld technology in a month. I'm going to say that one more time. They got these new drones chilling at Wally World. And these hang out at night in the warehouse of Wally World or Walmart. And they fly up and down the aisles, and they can do as much work in a day. They can scan as many items to determine their stock levels in a day as it takes humans with handheld digital scanners a month to accomplish.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're kind of thinking that they're probably going to roll this out, Kurt. No offense to anybody. It's just, don't worry, though. People will be reassigned to other tasks, Kurt.
Yeah, they will.
You want to know what the tasks will be?
What?
You want to know what the tasks will be?
The tasks, yeah.
They'll have new tasks.
Purchaser.
Do you know what they're going to be?
Go to Walmart and buy things. That's what they're supposed to
do. Yeah, yeah. And they're even thinking about, you know, what if we just gave everybody a check, Kurt? What if everybody got a check and everybody's just, you know, I mean, you wouldn't have poverty anymore or anything. They're literally talking about this kind of stuff. It is absolutely psychosis on steroids. It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw one of those, you know, you probably heard about it, but there's a little bit of a beatings and stuff like that at a Donald Trump rally yesterday at the San Jose, I guess. One of the protesters had a sign that we need socialism. You know.
Heck yeah, got to have it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy. It's just like, wow, are you serious?
Well,
look, everyone should get a check.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they want you to believe, folks. I kid you not. It is so bizarre. I mean, look, this has just happened really in a generation. Every generation before this in the history of America and, you know, prior, they wanted to work hard for something. It was commonly known where even if somebody was down on their luck, someone offered some help, they're like, no, sir, we don't accept charity here. You know, I appreciate your caring, trying to care for us, but no, thank you. Now, I think there's an appropriate balance between, you know, receiving voluntary charity. In other words, a hand up, not a hand out. I think that's a good thing. And I'm glad people in days gone past offered it. I'm also glad for the fiercely independent, though, who say, no, I think there's a balance, though, that where you would gracefully accept some support, but be just as willing to give back that support when necessary. It's kind of like a neighborhood barn raising kind of an idea where, you know what, we'll all work together. You when you're done on your luck, yeah, you can come to me and I'll help and I'll do the same for you, etc. It's a great idea. Nowadays, though, we have this, and we've just got this over the last couple of generations. And again, it's that debt fiat-based currency that kind of spawns this psychosis, which is the something for nothing mentality. The idea that, you know what, people owe me. I mean, you guys owe me a check monthly. You know that? It's bogus. It's wrong-headed. But that's what we're seeing. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that everybody should get a free check. I believe people should work hard for what they get, because you rob people. Not only do you steal money from others to make it happen, but more importantly, you rob people of their dignity, Kurt.
Yep.
That's right. And we've kind of backed into this with our socialist ideas of government schools. I mean, I deserve it. I pay my property tax. A property tax payment doesn't pay pittance compared to your government school. Well, don't worry. Everybody pays in. Yeah, the old lady that can't support herself is forced to pay for your kids to go to school. That's right. And the couple that's struggling and cannot have a baby is forced to pay for your babies, too. It's wrong. Okay? But we've got into that mentality. Then we say, well, Social Security, by golly, I pay in my whole life. I deserve it. Well, you know what? Just because we stole from you, that doesn't mean that you have the right to help steal from somebody else. On the other hand, I can understand if you've been stolen from your whole life at some point, you say, well, golly, don't I at least get a little back? I mean, is it really wrong for me to get a Social Security check if they stole from me my whole life and now I steal like 10% of it back? Is that really so bad? It was my money anyway. Can't I play my own Robin Hood? There's no great answers, folks. Okay, that's the problem. But I bring it up because that's what we've spawned in the last generation of fiat money, is this, you know, I deserve it, you owe it to me mentality. But the bottom line is these people, they're saying that they'll put them to different tasks at Walmart. They already have, you know what, greeters, Kurt. So maybe they'll have two greeters instead of one. Or maybe what they'll have is cart pushers, Kurt. When you go to the Walmart, then you won't even need to push your own cart. It'll be like an old lady who needs money so she doesn't starve to death. She'll be like, you know what? I'll push your cart for you, sir. Would you reject a cart pusher, Kurt? Huh?
You know, Sam, when you look at this, I saw one.
Would you reject a cart pusher, Kurt?
Well, no, everybody needs a cart pusher. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and what you've got to have in the future is maybe a cart pusher school, you know, and you've got to have a license or a permit to be a cart pusher, you know. But seriously, the headline from the CNSNews.com, boys, record 94,708,000 Americans not in labor force. I suppose with the in my opinion, the moves to the increased minimum wage and the, you know, that kind of stuff, that's why you're seeing that. You know, the businesses would prefer to, you know, do things as less expensive as possible. If they got a droid that will do the job for a lot less money, man, that's the way they're going to go, right?
You can't blame them, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
That's why they keep their money away from America. They leave it overseas. And that's why they're working on everything that, you know what, business looks for a better mousetrap. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The four largest U.S. internet companies have agreed to an international code of conduct that would require monitoring of alleged hate speech in social media and intervention to suppress speech deemed to be inappropriate. In a joint statement signed with the European Commission, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Microsoft promise joint action to ensure that potential hate speech is, quote, expeditiously reviewed by online intermediaries and social media platforms upon receipt of a valid notification in an appropriate time frame. Karen White, head of Twitter's public policy for Europe, insisted that the company remains committed to letting the tweets flow. However, she continued, there is a clear distinction between freedom of expression and conduct that incites violence and hate. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Chicago Police Department Sergeant Ronald Watts operated a shakedown racket at a housing development that was overrun with drug dealers and gangsters. For a cut of their proceeds, Watts would let the criminals slide, and he would use the threat of selective prosecution or even false charges to keep people in line. Disgusted by what they saw, and knowing that Watts was protected by his superiors, officers Shannon Spaulding and Daniel Echevarria contacted the FBI and agreed to cooperate in the investigation that led to criminal prosecution and prison terms for Watts and an associate. Rather than being commended, however, Spaulding and Echevarria were subjected to punitive transfers, ostracism among their fellow officers, and even death threats.
For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, right before the pause, you brought up this piece. We need to talk about it. Number of Americans not in the workforce exceeds 94 million for the fifth month in a row, sir. This is beyond imagination.
You know, at least in my opinion, it's one of the reasons, and they don't point that out in the story, but it's one of the reasons that Trump has the support he's got. You know, you've got Americans just like they were these people that showed up for the Trump rally yesterday in San Jose. Some of them were run down and beat up as they left the place.
Okay, wait, what are we talking about now?
Well, you know, I'm simply saying that the reason that Trump has this support from people is they're kind of ticked off at this whole, you know, no job thing. People want to work. They want to have, you know, a way to make a living. They see whether it's the artificial intelligence, you know, the droids and that kind of thing, or the people that come across the border without, you know, really being here legally, you know, as taking the jobs that are here. And so then you have this, you know, this kind of a, I don't know if you call it a perfect storm, but you've got basically this deal where people are left without ways to earn the money they feel like they need.
Maybe you can help me understand something, Kurt.
Yeah.
So the unemployment rate, they say, is just over 5%. But yet we have 94 million Americans out of work. Isn't that like almost a third of the country, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam. Yeah, there's, you know, 300 plus a million Americans. And I assume that includes children, everybody, you know, and they're telling us that almost 100 million are out of work. So that would be, like you said, 30-something percent. But don't do the math, you know, that'll just confuse you.
Yeah. Now, let me understand this. The official... Now, let me repeat that again. The official unemployment numbers are just over 5%.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what does that mean?
What it means is they're lying to you.
Yeah, They've basically cooked the books. They've played games with the statistics to the point where now what they talk about, Kurt, is if you want to talk about unemployment, just so you know, it's like 5%, okay? Now, if you want to talk about the people, the non-participation numbers in employment, Kurt, 94 million are just non-participants in the employment numbers.
That's right.
And they say these people don't have jobs and or they're not looking for jobs.
Yep.
Of course, the government knows if you're looking for a job for sure, Kurt.
Yeah, they can just tell, you know. It's just one of those things they know.
Well, again, it's one of their cooked numbers where if you're on their rolls, in other words, collecting unemployment and actively looking for a job according to their guidelines, then you're included. If you're not doing that, then you're not.
You know, one other thing I found interesting about the CNSNews.com piece, they say that the average hourly earnings for all employees on private, they say non-farm payrolls, you know, somehow they separate those out. But it increased 5 cents, and it's up to, you want to guess how much an hour?
For which one, farm or non-farm?
Non-farm.
How much per hour they get paid?
Yeah.
On the average?
Yep.
$15.
They say it's $25.59.
On the average?
That's what they say.
Wow, what happened to me?
Yeah, good point. But anyway, I just thought that was an interesting piece to the story way down. It's almost at the end of it, but somehow somebody figures that stuff out. You know, if that's the average, I, you know, once again, don't see any reason for them to promote the whole minimum wage idea. But, you know, it's all about freedom, Sam, and to force somebody to pay a certain price for something is just not the way it's supposed to be.
Well, you're right about that. Now, there's a headline I need to talk about that is very strange. And this happened by the White House. And it kind of happened quietly because I don't think most people even understand what it all means or that it happened, Kurt. There was a news headline about it, but you don't really understand the details of the repercussions unless you're forced to by being in business, okay? Let me explain. The headline says this: White House moves to make millions eligible for overtime.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Well, I didn't see that particular one, but I heard about the story, you know, where they basically, you know, it reminds me of the deal where a little while back the medical world just said that, hey, diabetics were now a certain number, in other words, a certain blood sugar level would make you diabetic, whereas before it was a different number. And so when you do this definition change, like they've just done there in this story you're talking about, then all of a sudden you have a whole bunch more of them, right?
Yes. But this is a huge takeover of the market, Kurt. You're absolutely, completely on target here. I mean, you nailed the discussion points, and here's why. It's all about definitions, Kurt. Let me explain to you something. How do you define overtime, Kurt?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. You know, it used to be where if you got your 40 hours a week, you know, I mean, then, hey, anything above that was overtime. But
correct.
You know.
But let me explain how it is now. Here's the problem, Kurt. Let me explain the problem, and then I'll kind of back into what they've done and how they've changed these definitions for you. The problem is, if you are a business owner, you are evil, okay? You're horrible, and you are probably...
Sure, your money.
Yeah, exactly. You are probably ripping off your employees, Kurt, by wiggling your way out of overtime.
Yeah.
You got that? You're not really paying your people. And so let me explain how this works. In the past, it used to be you could decide if you wanted to pay somebody hourly or if you wanted to pay somebody a salary. But see, the evil business owner, Kurt, are using these salary ideas to just absolutely abuse their employees. So what I'll do, Kurt, you know, I need you to work like 60 hours, my friend, but I can only pay you for 40 without paying overtime because of that government regulation. So what I'm going to do, Kurt, is I'm going to take your 40-hour salary, figure out what you get paid per hour, turn it into a salary based on 40 hours, and then I'm going to work you 60.
Yep.
And because evil business owners have just absolutely abused Americans, Barack Obama has decided that's a horrible thing. And he's going to single-handedly stop that. So what Barack did was gave guidance. In other words, created a new law. Yeah, I understand, right from the Oval Office. Barack created a new law. And the new law basically says this, Kurt. You can't do that. We're not going to let you do that anymore. We're not going to let you pretend that you're giving somebody a salary to get out of overtime. So they changed the definition of what overtime versus salaries are. Why do I know so much about this? Because I'm in business. Because I read the guidance from your government. And I know because I have to deal with employees and people, and it all relates to what I got to pay them and everything else. And here's the deal. If you qualify for a salary defined by your government now, Kurt, then you can be salaried, if that's a word. You can be put on salary. If not, you must convert your employees to an hourly wage, figure out their hours, and by golly, you better pay them overtime. And they've made several stipulations to determine, instead of you deciding if somebody should be on salary, instead of your employee deciding if they should be on salary and agreeing to do so, the government will decide if they can be on salary. And here's the threshold they've put, Kurt. If you are a, quote, executive or manager or above, that's qualification one. No putting your menial people on salary, Kurt. They don't qualify. You got to have somebody that's kind of upper level, management, executive, some kind of a criteria that justifies a salary. I kid you not. And or you have to be providing some kind of a professional service, like an IT guy, an accountant, somebody with, you know, professional service, if you will. This is no joke. They've got more stipulations, all created from the Oval Office, Barack and crew, through labor boards, etc. I'm going to tell you about it. It's absolutely insanity. But this directly relates to what the changes they're making and the unemployment rate, folks.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I joke not about this, my fellow Americans. Listen, they're called new FLSA regulations. They're effective December 1, 2016. This is not a joke, and directly, relates to the point Kurt made about, you know what, they got so many definitions, so many regulations, so many manipulations going on here. I'm going to give Kurt, he basically briefed us on this without going into detail, but I have the detail to back up exactly what Kurt Crosby's telling you. There's new FLSA regulations going into effect December 1, 2016. If you have salaried exempt workers, your business will likely be impacted by the new Department of Labor, DOL, if you will, regulations. The Dole just announced the final changes to the Fair Labor Standards Act. That's FLSA. And these new regulations will dramatically increase the number of employees eligible for overtime. Now, to be exempt for overtime pay, you got to pass three tests. One, here's what it currently is. This is the current government regulation. Then I'm going to tell you what it's going to change to. One, a salary basis test. An employee receives a fixed salary each week, not subject to reduction. Two, minimum salary test. Employee is paid a minimum salary. Three, job duties test. Primarily performs executive, administrative, or professional duties. So you ask, okay, Sam, that's the deal. What's changed? They have a new minimum salary test on December 1, 2016. The minimum salary that you can give somebody now, Kurt, and if they're below this number, they got to be paid hourly with overtime. The minimum salary test now is a minimum salary of $47,476 annually. In other words, $913 a week. Right? Now, if you make less than the minimum salary, Kurt, you got to be converted to an hourly employee, non-exempt, with their hours tracked and overtime paid. Or two, you can be increased to the minimum salary, provided, Kurt, that they meet all the other tests listed above. Now, Kurt, understand that not all compensation can be even included in your salary numbers. Non-discretionary bonuses, incentive pay, and commissions. Yeah, part of that can be up to 10% of the employee's pay. But you got to do catch-up payments and everything else. Anyway, it goes on and on. But this guidance from your government, Kurt, directly points to your point. People are in the streets fighting, throwing rocks, just getting belligerent because they're in despair. And they're in despair because these regulations are just off the charts crazy. So, Kurt, let's say you get a nice salary of, say, 45 grand a year. And let's say that you're, you know, kind of an assistant to some executives in an office. And let's say that you normally would be paid 60 grand a year, but you're only paid 45 because, you know what, the boss said, yes, I'll let you leave work. We'll answer the phones for a half hour while you go get your daughters from school. And we'll let you come in. Normally people come in at 8, but we'll let you come in at 8:30 so you can get your kids off to school. And so there's some concessions made by the boss for a lady at work. And so she's only paid 45 grand and she agrees and it's all cool. No, 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 says Barack. You cannot and will not do that. You will increase her to 47,000. What was that number? Yeah. 47,000. $476, sir. Not 47,475. No. 40,000. I'm sorry, 47,476. This is literally guidance just released to businesses from your government. Kurt, you want to respond to this? There's the backup for the points you're making, my friend. I just happened to have it here because I was reviewing it for another purpose outside of my radio duties. And I'm telling you, there's the backup for everything you say, sir.
Well, what you're seeing is, businesses just try to survive. At least this is my opinion.
I agree with it.
Some people will simply say, well, that just means they're just taking advantage of the workers. And that's all they're really trying to do. But I'm telling you that, you know, just like you and me, when it comes to buying something, like if we want to buy something and Walmart's got it for $10 and some other store's got it for $20, we're going to go to Walmart and buy it for $10, you know, and that's just common sense. So when you buy labor at a certain price and you find a way that maybe in the past you could do a salaried employee and not have to pay quite so much, you know, because you're trying to survive. Everybody makes it seem like all they're doing is just trying to make all this cash on these employees. Well, yeah, they do need to make money on the employees' efforts, but they also need to make a profit or else pretty soon they can't keep paying those employees.
Yeah, and a lot of the reason that companies would move somebody to salary, Kurt, is because they want to decrease the labor that it takes to keep track of everything. In other words, if I put you on salary, Kurt, even if you're at 30 grand, let's say that a lot of times you make 32 grand, 28 grand, 29 grand, 40 grand, or whatever. And monthly that all works out to a varying number based on, I don't know, you're a sales guy or you get bonuses or you get commissions on top of your base salary or whatever you get. I want to just even that all out. I don't want to keep track of that. I don't want to track your hours, Kurt. I know you work plenty hard. I just want to reward you well, pay you on the higher side of that a little bit. But I get rid of a ton of regulation, a ton of tracking, a ton of work on my end to handle this. That's why it's done in most cases.
And, if the net effect is that it costs the business the same or maybe less just because they don't have to track all that stuff, then maybe they're a little more profitable and they can stay in business and keep paying people to work for them.
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah.
Now, you ready for this, Kurt?
Sure.
The minimum salary will be updated every 3 years by your government.
Yeah. We'll force you to pay a certain price for what you want to buy your labor.
No, Kurt, you're free to go ahead and pay them hourly with overtime, sir, if you choose. You have all kinds of freedom, my friend.
Yeah, that's my
thing. Now, the three-year update, Kurt, will happen, just so you know, beginning January 1, 2020.
Yeah, that's where they usually do these things in the past and they say, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen yet, you know. You got a while before this comes into, you know.
Now, Kurt, Let me just tell you right now, everybody in the HR world is gearing up to help you. You can help with employee classifications, develop appropriate job descriptions for defense should you need it, and we'll help you create a compliance plan, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Compliance plan, yes, sir.
Yeah? You can either raise their salary to keep them exempt, sir, or reclassify them as non-exempt with the same rate of pay.
Choice A, choice B, no choice C. Just remember that's how freedom works.
Well, there's choice C that the government can't stop, Kurt. You ready?
What's that?
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Okay. Goodbye. They're just going to tell folks, I'm sorry. We used to have six people doing this. Now we're going to do it with four salaried people.
Yeah.
We just are because we don't want to keep track of everybody's hours. We don't even have we don't have a time clock set up to keep track of that. We don't have an employee that can go do all that garbage. We're just going to have to do what we do with less, Kurt. That's all. No harm, no foul. We don't mean any harm. Now, Kurt, you can also enhance people's vacations and PTO offerings. You can let people work less, too. That ought to really help out, huh?
Well, you know that.
You want to know what else you can do, Kurt?
I think it's coming to America. You've got France where they say that, what, a 30-hour week is a full-time job. So, I mean, if you just basically make it where in America a 20-hour week is a full-time job, you'll increase the labor force by like,
That's right. In fact, one of the guidance provisions here, Kurt, is you can move people to part-time employment.
Yeah.
Because remember, Kurt, part-time employment, you don't need to give the overtime, do you? As long as you keep everybody part-time, there's no overtime to pay, my friend.
Good point.
So, Kurt, you can work 60 hours, not get a salary, and work three part-time jobs, my friend.
Yeah, good times on the way.
And that way, there'll be jobs everywhere.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely government run amok. I'm not even for Donald Trump, but if he will decrease regulations... More power to the idea, that's for sure. Thanks for being alongside. Hour one on the can, hour two coming up. Kurt on the road, Sam in studio. News the networks refuse to use, always on tap. Wow. Just thinking about this salary stuff, it's crazy. All I can tell you, though, is think positively. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.